Welcome to Sleepy Eyes Knits, where the battle never ends.
Welcome to Sleepy Eyes Knits, where the babbling never ends. And unfortunately for you, I've had some caffeine and I'm ready to go. This week's podcast was sponsored by Serenity Yarns. Gorgeous hand-painted yarns, hand-made needles, amazing stitch markers, and knitting bags. You can find Serenity Yarns at serenityboutique.etsy.com. Go to your happy place. By One Planet Yarn and Fiber, a unique global marketplace featuring fantastic yarn, fibers, spindles, and patterns created by talented fiber artisans. Check out this website at www.oneplanetyarnandfiber.com. And by Mystical Vibes, home of fantastic, whimsical, and adorable soy candles, tarts, and wax-tip bears created by Danielle Martin. Visit her online store and scent of the month candles at www.mysticalvibes.com. More on this company later in the show. Now, either you are totally bored with your life and slightly insane, no offense of course, and you've decided to give my podcast another chance, or you genuinely liked my podcast last week and actually liked it. Either way, I'm so glad you're back, and I hope you enjoy tonight's podcast. First, I want to apologize right off for a couple of things. Number one, the volume of the last podcast. My friend Laura, yay Laura, alerted me to the fact that the music was much louder than my voice. On my computer, everything seemed balanced, but I think in the podcast, something gets altered when you finish recording or something like that, so it sounded much different coming from my iBook than it did on the MP3 form. And I could be just talking crap, which is highly possible. In any case, I'm sorry, and I hope this week's volume is better. Number two, I neglected to explain the titles of my topics, which are My Week in Projects, Wow, New Stuff, Yarngasm, and Friggin' Knitting. Whoopsie, I'll do that quickly now. My Week in Projects is the knitting or spinning I've worked on during the week and anything new on the knitting front in my world. This is where I babble and babble on the most. Wow, New Stuff is knitting or spinning related goodies that I found during the week. Websites, bags, books, movies, or cool gadgets that make a knitter's life more fun. Don't we all need some wow in our lives? Yarngasm is a phrase initially used by either my friend Jackie or Lauren at Knitting Group, whoever wants to take the credit. This is pretty much self-explanatory. I think my friend Lauren sums it up pretty well with this statement. A who the hell needs a man yarn? I think you get the picture. If not, grab some Carabella Boise and call me in the morning. And Friggin' Knitting, which was coined by my friend Amanda, who uses this term to label knitting that drives you absolutely crazy. Be alerted, these behaviors usually accompany friggin' knitting. Tantrums, stamping feet and jumping up and down, throwing your knitting needles across the room, flinging large balls of tangled yarn out of the window, and or screaming, I hate you, at your knitting and giving it the evil eye. Now, at this moment, my evil eye needs some serious work because my knitting is just not obeying me. Who's good at the evil eye? Can you teach me? With that said, I'll let you ponder any friggin' knitting moments you've had while I play this song. Thank you.
myself again. Everything that I am is going with the wind. And time drips by like the bottom of the bottle. And I'm just about done suffocating all my sorrow. No matter what the world brings on, I can always sit back and tie one on. Put the lighter to the green leaf and pray for some relief, cause it's lonely. Would you hold my hand when I die? Cause I don't want to go alone. Well, I'm scared that all that I have done I will have to defend, and I know that I'll be home. St. Peter died from liver failure, and a fifth of Jack will help them find his way to forgive me. Now the morning's come around, and all my troubles I have found are still here, holding on to the segments of my psyche that the whiskey couldn't reach. And now this self-induced sickness, there's and despite this awareness, when tonight rolls around, I know that I will do it all again. But I don't want to go alone. Well, I'm scared that all that I have done I will have to defend, and I know that I'll be on the outside of heaven with the Bible just over the same tears I deliver.
That was John Maxfield with Drinking Game. Along those lines, tonight's episode is called The Drinking Game.
My week and
my week
project.
And
my week
project.
And
my week
project.
I will say 13 short words. Spun all week until weekend. No projects finished. Much frogging. Bring me chocolates. Now that I've said that, let me say this. There's the Sleepy Eyes Drinking Game by Erica of Armed with Pointy Sticks, ericajo.typepad.com. This was invented by one of the mainstays of our knitting group, Erica. She has a dry, hilarious humor and wrote the rules to this game. You can either stop this podcast now, and after hearing the rules, listen once again to episode 1, or you can pause, grab them now, and proceed with caution. Be aware that, now that I know the rules, I can get kind of evil. Materials needed are your spirit of choice and your favorite new podcast. Hopefully that is me. She gives you some advice first, This game could potentially put your ass in the hospital, so keep some common sense about yourself, okay? Those ER nurses get enough to worry about without throwing your drunk ass into the mix. Very good advice, don't you think? Okay, here are the rules, so pay close attention. Whenever I mention Ben, or you hear him, take a shot. If I say something that could make Tim or Ian blush, shot. When sex is mentioned, shot. When lack of sex is mentioned, two shots. Body Talk gets a shot to wash out all the bad thoughts. Stupid Body Talk guy. The color pink gets a shot, and when you consider lighting incense, take a shot. Are you ready then? Okay, let's go. It's been recently brought to my attention that I am the yarn pusher of my group. I guess that's a nice way of saying that I enable people to buy more yarn than they need, sometimes against their will and common sense. It's also been mentioned by knitting master Denise, who could also probably be called the buns master because she can totally kick your ass in court. Denise said that she can imagine me with a bandana around my head and a cigarette hanging out of my mouth and a leather jacket standing on the corner pouncing on school children, trying to get them to buy yarn because it's so cool. Lauren also popped in with the idea that I'd have a basket of luxury mini skeins of yarn to pass out as a free taste. Now, am I that bad? I mean, I guess it's better not to know the answer to that, but in my defense, I look horrible in bandanas. I tried smoking cigarettes once and almost threw up. I once had a leather jacket, but I felt so bad for the poor cow who died to make it that I stopped wearing it. And as for the yarn, I don't buy it, rub it on your cheek, and then whisper in your ear, "It could be yours for only $20. Well, at least not yet. And as for the basket of tasty yarn treats dangling from my arm, okay, I have to admit I do that. Are you happy now? I must blame some of this on Donna, who introduced me to her room o' yarn and her 200 skeins of Koigu. I think it's all her fault. I'll take some of the blame, but not all. She lured me over to her house, pushed me into her room of naughty, naughty, arousing yarns, and then refused, yes, can you believe this, to let me roll around naked in it. I mean, what kind of friend is that? Some of my knitting buddies actually had the nerve to look at me strangely and move slightly away from me as if repulsed. We all know they do the same thing in secret, don't we? Wow. Wow. Mista. Wow. Mista. Happily, I have two wows for this week. One is Indoor Girl. Have you seen this website? If you are a knitter and obsessed with organizing, aka an anal retentive organizing freak like me, you will love the products that Indoor Girl offers. She offers a knitting organizer, which comes in a cute three-ring binder with bungee cord closure, and lets you record and organize all of your knitting projects with colorful pages, plastic pockets to store your swatches and patterns, and also extra pages for listing notes and favorite websites. There's also one for crochet and for your yarn stash. There are refill pages for all three binders, which I think is excellent, especially for us with plus-size stashes. The price is reasonable, too. I also fell in love with her Schizoskein note card set. One image for each season in a set of 12. Super cute. There's also a promise of gnarly knitting needles to come. Can't wait to see what those look like. Check out these products at http://indoorgirls.com. And now for Mystical Vibes, our new sponsor. I was lucky to have met up with the owner and creator of this fabulous candle company, Daniel Martin, last week. Not only was she and her sister super nice, but she brought a huge load of her candles to show me. My dating group and I were awed by the cute and adorable candles that she brought to show us. Not only were the candles, tarts, and wax-tipped bears attractive and extremely reasonably priced, they all smelled really yummy. Scents like cinnamon, strawberry shortcake, lemon meringue, creme brulee, downy, Johnson & Johnson baby, soothing lavender, and chocolate chip cookie are just a few of the scents. My favorites were the lemongrass coconut and butt naked. You just have to get some and try them out. The tarts and candles themselves are so creative. Tarts in the shapes of bundt cakes, cheesecakes, pies, cookies, donuts, and more. They look incredibly realistic and good enough to eat. My favorite shape was the glass of milk with cookie candle. There's a picture on my blog, which I brought home and have had burning about 12 hours a day. Every single day, it burns long and smoothly with no smoke, and it has no overpowering perfumey smell. And this is due to the nice soy wax. The perfect candle to burn while knitting or spinning, or even sitting down to relax. Most candles can be customized for their scent and are available not only in fun shapes and full jar candles, but also in linen home sprays. Visit her website at www.mysticalvibes.com and check out the Scent of the Month candles. You won't be disappointed. Wait, hold on. Listen to this super song while I take a potty break. Powder my nose.
Walk. Between you and me,
That was Tony Capra with Secret Game. Ready for a yarngasm?
Yarngasm. Yarngasm.
My yarngasm for this week is the most beloved sock yarn of all time, Socks That Rock, created by the amazingly talented colorist Tina Newton of Blue Moon Fiber Arts. Tina is not only super friendly and easy to talk to, but also brings the most beautiful color palettes to life in her hand-painted sock yarn. When knitting up a sock or hat or mittens, the yarn becomes like a canvas that reveals a landscape of color inch by inch as each row is finished. It's a super soft merino superwash, fun to knit with, and a true joy to watch the colors flickering in and out and side to side. I've bought so much of this yarn that I'm sure it will take around 5 years for me to knit it all up. I may just knit only socks with it, or hold it all and cuddle it, or I may request to have my body buried with it when I die. All I know is I love it, and I would rather have only 3 skeins of this yarn in my stash than 100 of any other yarn. I've already reserved a spot for the Socks That Rock Club for 2007. I can't wait. Is it January yet? You can visit this lovely and awe-inspiring yarn at www.bluemoonfiberarts.com. Check out her new book, scarf, and sock kits as well. How many skeins of STR do you have in your collection?
Oh, crap. Oh, friggin' knitting. Oh, friggin' knitting.
My friggin' knitting for this week is a sad, sad affair. I spent most of the week spinning up beautiful white angora fiber and also a sparkly blue merino bat. Since I would be away for the weekend at Grandview for our second knitting retreat of the year, that was knitting retreat, I thought I would bring my second blue topaz haiku sock to finish and my grandmother's sock as well. Finishing both that weekend was my goal. But I forgot to bring my haiku sock, and I got sidetracked with a crazy desire to knit Ian a whole sweater over the weekend. What the hell was I thinking? And bring it home completely finished and present it with a, ta-da, I love you. Fate had other ideas for me, and though it started off so well, I got half the sweater done in one day, from Friday evening to Saturday evening, on size 9 needles, not 15. The wheel of fortune turned against me. Before going out to dinner, I realized, much to my horror, that I was missing a full increase on one side, meaning Ian would have no second arm for his sweater. At first, I wasn't believing it. Then I was shocked. And then, oh yes, I cried, realizing that I would have to rip out the whole half of the sweater I did so far, back to the start of the 1-inch ribbed collar. Poor Laura said, oh, please don't cry, because then I'm going to cry too. Here, I have to say that only knitters can be so comforting and loving and understanding of such a seemingly small thing to muggles, a term that Erica has borrowed from Harry Potter, meaning non-knitting people. They hugged me and said soothing words, and Caroline, oh, I have a new respect and awe of her, tried to distract me from Jackie's helpful frogging of the sad, deformed sweater by flashing me with her bra-clad breasts. Oh, yes, not only did she make me laugh and distract me, but she started off our knitting night in such a great way, and then everything else was just super after that. Well, except for my not knowing any words to any songs since the 1970s to now. Don't know where I've been, but... And thank you so much, Caroline. I've managed to knit furiously. I'm pretty fast usually, but I went into turbo mode that caused me knitter's elbow, and I got back to where I was in less time than I thought. The sweater wasn't done when I got home to see Ian and the kids, but it was half done, and I was content with that. Well, kind of. I wished I'd had more time to work on my haiku sock, but that will have to be done this week instead. Sometimes I wish I had 2 of me so I could get more done. Do you ever think of that? I do. At least I've got 2 working hands and 10 quick fingers. I'm grateful for that. If you have a friggin' knitting project that you'd like to share, email me at gina@yogagardennh.com and we'll see what we can do to help you. You can find all pictures, links, and related podcast information on my super terrific rockin' blog, sleepyeyesknitting.blogspot.com. Please also take the time to visit my website at www.yogagardennh.com. If you're interested in a hard copy of any one of my podcasts, please send me an email and I will get one right out to you. Email me whenever you like at gina@yogagardennh.com. I'd love to hear from you. Before I go, I want to mention a little contest I'm going to have on my blog. It's called Sleepy Eyes Needs Wove 2. Oh yes, I'm pathetic. Save me now. For anyone who leaves a comment or votes for me on the Podcast Alley website or any other podcast website where I'm listed, you will receive an entry in a contest to win a lot of free yarn. Oh yes, I will have some delicious dash yarn I'm giving away, and for all of you who are wonderful to support me and can be blackmailed with yarn, I will give a huge 5 skein or more stash that can be readily adopted by their new knitting mom and dad. You are encouraged to comment on my blog as well and the other websites that have my podcast, as in Podcast Pickle, iTunes, the Pod Show Podsafe Network, and Pod Planet. I think that's a new one. Email me when you've commented or voted or both and you'll be entered. There'll be more details and ways to win extra entries on my blog in the middle toward the end of the week at sleepyeyesknitting.blogspot.com. Go now. Sadly, it's now the end of the podcast. Another huge chunk of your life gone. Hopefully you spent it well by being cozy, warm, and slightly amused. Maybe you even got some knitting or some spinning done. Hope I've kept you interested enough to come back and visit me again. I'd love to hear some new ideas and comments and maybe see a cyber hug or two. Thanks to Laura, my first ever podcast listener besides my husband, Heather, Jackie, Melody, Kimberly, Lisa, Julie, Nicole, and Sock Knitting Mama for commenting on my blog this week and for the Manch Vegas Knitting Group for being such a wonderful support to me. Special thanks to Nicole for revealing that her husband also thinks Vera Bradley bags are for old ladies, and to Melody, who bravely admitted thinking the very same thing herself. You're both super. And if you aren't drunk yet, take a deep breath, center your mind and body, and pink, 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 sex, 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 love that tight tushy, and oh yeah, body talk. This week's music was provided by the Pod Show Podsafe Network. Check them out at music.podshow.com. I will leave you with the sage advice of my almost 4-year-old. Yarn. Get yarn. Enough said. Happy knitting, guys, and see you next time.
That's the end.